Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground.
I dreams of a little girl, a perfect thing in this crooked world. Seems not straight, far from the plan. It's made me feel like a confidence man. Yes, I have lied before. That just isn't me anymore. I couldn't pick a rougher way. I'd rather fight to live than be held at bay. I'm making changes, I'm resetting the score. Now I can tell you who I'm living life for. Gotta spend my whole life with me. When I was younger, this was too hard to see. They said this was a phase. Tried to tell me I got lost in a maze. Say the face, this is who I am. If you don't like it, well, I don't give a damn. I'm not gonna grin and bear it. I'm not.
On my dream. My heart beats faster for the smell after you walk. You walk in the room, in the room. You've got me saying I want some loving from someone who can love me right at night. Baby, if I'm just your type, maybe.
You're listening to Homo Ground. You just heard the song Sweet Soul Music by Oh The Nerve from Berkeley, California. Before that, you heard the song Be Your Guy by Mateo from New York City. And before that, you heard Waiting For You by Alex Grief out of Astoria, New York. And the first song you heard on this episode is For Who I Am by The Variants out of Portland, Oregon. To find out more information about all the bands and music that you hear on this episode, head over to homoground.com/episode251. It's almost the year 2020, and I know a lot of people have some new resolutions for the year. One of mine is to divest money away from corporations that I don't believe in. And by doing that, I want to spend less time on websites like Facebook and Instagram. But I don't want to be disconnected from my friends. So that's why I've been using the Tami app. It's a social networking app for the LGBTQ+ community. It's got all the same features as Instagram and Facebook. It's got a feed. You can post photos and videos and stories. You can connect with other people. In fact, that's how I've been connecting with Homoground listeners. Shields from Chicago sent me a message on there, and now we're coordinating a Chicago-themed episode. So it's a great way to connect, meet new people, share ideas, and express yourself without the fear of your family criticizing everything that you post. I don't know, that's just me. Anyway, head over to Taimi.com. That's Taimi.com.
Lights alive. say I did it right. Bloodshot my whole life. Skipping out, cutting run. I never found it. I got eyes for you. I don't know why I do. It's been a while with you. But it's never enough time.
I'm doing better now. I can feel it like never before. Something crazy, something deep, something raw. We will have a love like they've never seen before. Something honest, something real, I'm wanting more. I'm gonna take us to the edge of the earth until we reach the sun. As we're burning through all this hurt, we'll be forever young. 'Cause I make this bed a home, so you feel me whenever I'm gone. Something safe, something true, so you're never alone. I'm gonna take us to the edge of the earth until we reach the sun. As we're burning through all this hurt, we'll be forever young. 'Cause I faster than lightning, and I want you to meet me there. 'Cause I
That was the song Fast Stone, Slow Glass by ABGV. And before that was Louder Than Thunder from Ben Hazelwood of Melbourne, Australia. And rewinding a little bit more was Embrace by Moon Thorne. And the song after the break was I Got the Eyes from Gay Jeans of Austin, Texas. And if you want to find more information about this episode, head over to homoground.com/episode251. So the last time I talked to y'all, we were gearing up for our Queering Capitalism event, which happened December 15th here in Brooklyn. Thanks to everyone who stopped by the Homoground Lounge, we had a little area where we were doing little zine workshop. We also had these time capsules that are basically these little packages filled with artifacts from the 8 years, almost 9 years that Homoground has been in existence. Because, you know, over those years, I've met so many bands and people send demos and CDs and stickers and t-shirts and all kinds of stuff. So you can imagine I've accumulated a ton of stuff. And I read a quote recently that said, "The best way to preserve digital media is to distribute it." And so I figured this would be a good way to preserve analog media too. It's a great way to archive the queer music that's happening in the past decade. So we still actually have a few more capsules left. They're going to be available on our Patreon. So head over to homoground.com/Patreon. We have a limited amount. I think there's like a handful, maybe like 10 or so. And they contain
contain CDs, stickers, buttons, a bunch of random stuff. And yeah, you are not only supporting Homoground by donating to our Patreon and getting one of these time capsules, but you know, you're also getting a part of history, of queer music history. So this is a great gift for anyone who's like a historian buff, an archivist, anyone who loves music. So head over to homoground.com/Patreon. And of course, shout outs to our current Patreon supporters, Michael Bacon, Ashley Amon, Chris Lane, Willard Joyce, Adriana Martinez, Brian Shields, D, Corey, Lucenti, Queer Public Podcast, Kim Baglieri, Joseph Martin, Fernanda Delgado, Lucy, and Jordan La Liaison. Your support means everything to us, and it helps us keep this podcast going. We have big goals and plans and ideas for 2020. We really want to make them happen. You know, we really want to do more with this podcast. We want to be able to release episodes on a consistent schedule, weekly, maybe more than one episode a week if we get to that point, because there is so much music that's being submitted to us that isn't being heard just because we don't have the resources. And the biggest resource is time. And in order for us to gain more time, money is helpful because it helps us employ people, to hire people part-time, and to pay people what they're worth. Sure, we could get people to volunteer, which we have been doing for the past 8 years, but it gets to a point where it's like, no, I want to provide financial opportunities to people. And by donating to our Patreon, you're helping Homoground do that. Not only helping musicians get their music out there, hopefully it's helping those musicians sell more music, get more shows, get more opportunities, because people are hearing them and discovering them from parts of the world that they might never have even known about this artist. I just want to try to emphasize the importance of what it means from all sides of this project. So if you are financially able to, head over to patreon.com. And of course, follow us on Taimi. We're trying to get off of Facebook and Instagram. Follow us on Taimi, taimi.com. Also, if you find Homoground's profile on there, send us a message, let us know. And I'll send you a t-shirt. And how fitting is it to close out this episode with the song End of an Era by Devin Tate? See you next year.
Throw it all away.